All right, let's dive into something pretty cool today.
Definitely.
TinyNS.
Oh, yes.
And we've got the actual research paper right here, a bunch of other sources.
Lots to talk about.
We're going to really break it down for you. So even if you're just starting out learning about AI,
right,
you're going to be totally up to speed on this.
I think what's so fascinating is it's not just about shrinking AI.
Yeah.
It's about how do we redesign AI itself.
Right, from the ground up.
For these devices that just don't have a lot of horsepower.
Exactly. We're talking about packing a ton of intelligence into a really tiny package.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's define TinyML.
Sure. So TinyML, we're talking about bringing machine learning, which is a core component of AI, to these small, low-power devices. You know, think wearables, smart home devices, sensors.
Got it.
I mean, they're predicting we're going to have 2.5 billion TinyML devices.
Wow.
By 2030.
That's a lot of smart devices running around.
It is.
So why is TinyML such a big deal?
I mean, it's really exciting to think of a world where your watch not only, say, tracks your steps,
right,
but it can also detect early signs of health issues or your thermostat.
Uh-huh.
Learns your preferences perfectly, and you never have to touch it again.
So we're talking about like anticipatory AI.
Right, precisely.
How does it all work?
So the typical workflow starts with, you know, you've got the device and it's collecting data.
Okay.
So it could be your heart rate.
Okay.
It could be the temperature in a room.
Right.
And from that data, you know, it needs to extract features.
Yeah.
Things that are relevant, and then use that to actually build a model.
Got it.
And that model is actually deployed onto the device itself.
Okay. So it's like taking these big AI brains and distilling them down to something that can fit on like a tiny little chip.
Exactly.
But you mentioned limitations, right?
Yeah. And this is really where TinyNS comes in.
Okay.
Because a lot of TinyML relies on these neural networks. They're very powerful.
Uh-huh.
But they do have some weaknesses. So, you know, sometimes they struggle to follow rules that we take for granted in the real world,
okay,
you know, like physics or logic.
Interesting.
Like, imagine a neural network that's tracking your location.
Yeah.
You know, it might give you these weird jumps in position where there's more rotation than movement.
Like when your fitness tracker thinks you teleported across the room.
Precisely.
When you were just like stretching or something.
Yeah. And so another good example is, let's say, in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might want to make absolutely sure that certain actions happen in sequence.
Right.
Like washing hands before, yeah, say, you know, giving medicine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But neural networks, they don't always get that right.
Okay.
And so that's where this idea of neurosymbolic AI comes in.
Okay.
Which is basically, it's taking the strengths of neural networks, which is learning from lots of data, finding patterns.
Yeah.
And combining that with symbolic AI, which is much better at logic, reasoning, following rules.
So it's like a super-powered AI team up.
That's a great way to put it.
So TinyNS is all about combining the two.
It is, but here's the catch.
Right.
Finding the best combination of neural network components,
yeah,
and symbolic AI components for a tiny device is like almost impossible to do manually.
Because,
I mean, there are just so many possibilities to explore.
It's like searching for a needle in a haystack.
It is, yeah.
So is TinyNS like having this super smart AI designer that figures it all out?
Yeah, I mean, you're on the right track.
Okay.
So it's got these two like secret weapons.
Oh, this is getting good. Okay.
One is called a Bayesian optimizer. You can think of it kind of like a really smart search engine.
Okay.
For AI designs.
Interesting.
So it can quickly sift through millions of possibilities,
wow,
to find ones that are really promising for what you need.
That's impressive.
And then the second secret weapon is something called platform in the loop.
Okay.
So this means, as it's exploring all these designs,
yeah,
it's constantly checking to make sure that they will actually work,
right,
on that target device.
Right. So it's not just theoretical. It's actually checking if it's going to work on, you
right,
know,
right,
the smartwatch or something.
Like, will it actually fit in the memory?
Gotcha.
Will it run fast enough?
So TinyNS is like brilliant and practical.
It is.
It's finding that sweet spot where it's small, but it's also super smart for the job.
Right.
So give me some examples. Where has it been used?
So there's some really cool examples.
Okay.
Like, one was optimizing feature extraction.
Okay.
For this task called human activity recognition.
Okay. Break that down for me.
So think of a wearable device that can tell whether you're walking or running or just sitting still.
Yeah. Okay.
TinyNS had to figure out not just the right features to look at from that data.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like how fast you're moving, the rhythm of your steps,
uh-huh,
but also What's the best neural network structure to process that information?
So TinyNS is like a personal trainer for AI.
Yeah, I like that.
It's figuring out the best workout routine.
Yeah.
And the best diet for optimal performance.
It is, yeah.
And the results.
They were really impressive.
Okay.
So they got really accurate models that were small enough to run on these, you know, low power devices.
So we're talking about a fitness tracker that sips battery.
Yep.
But can tell if you're doing jumping jacks.
Exactly.
Versus just pacing around.
Precisely.
That's really cool.
It is.
What other problems has TinyNS tackled?
So another interesting one was object tracking.
Okay.
But with this added constraint.
Oh, there's a twist.
There is.
I love it.
So the device had a really, really strict size limitation.
Like it had to fit on a drone or something.
Yeah, like a tiny sensor on a drone. Exactly.
Wow.
So TinyNS had to figure out how to combine a neural network for detecting the object.
Right.
With a symbolic tracker.
Okay.
To keep tabs on it.
Got it.
All while staying under this strict memory budget.
That sounds incredibly challenging.
It was. And in fact, it actually exceeded the performance of a system that was very carefully handcrafted by experts.
Wow. So it beat the humans.
It did.
Okay. So this automated approach
can
actually be better than human ingenuity sometimes.
It can, especially when you have these very complicated trade-offs.
That's a game changer.
It is.
So it's like having an AI design team working 24/7
right,
to constantly optimize and improve these designs.
Precisely.
We've talked about logic, we've talked about rules,
right?
But what about the real world?
Okay.
Like, how does it handle physics, gravity?
That's a great question.
Things that we take for granted.
And that actually leads to a really exciting area, which is how do we actually bring knowledge of physics directly into these AI systems.
So we're like blurring the lines between AI and our understanding of the physical world.
Exactly.
This is getting kind of sci-fi now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give me an example.
So imagine you have a drone.
Okay.
Navigating a complex environment.
Uh-huh.
By incorporating basic physics, like equations of motion.
Okay.
TinyNS can actually help that AI
yeah.
make much more accurate predictions about how that drone is going to move.
Okay.
Especially in tricky situations.
So it's not just blindly learning from data.
Right.
It's using its knowledge of physics.
Exactly.
To make better decisions.
Exactly. It's like having a tiny Einstein on board.
Wow. This is amazing.
It is.
This is mind-blowing.
And it can be a huge advantage in robotics.
Oh, yeah.
Drones. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that has to interact with the physical world.
So like self-driving cars, that would be super important for them to accurately understand how other cars are going to move people,
right.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
So TinyNS is like this master chef.
I like that.
It's blending together all these different ingredients,
these
different approaches
yeah.
to create something truly unique.
It is.
And revolutionary.
Exactly.
And what I find really interesting is it's making all this complexity manageable.
It is. Because if you think about it, we talked about the Bayesian optimizer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the platform in the loop approach.
Yeah.
It can actually navigate this massive design space.
Right.
And find these good solutions really quickly.
That's incredible.
It is.
It's like having an entire AI team working for you all the time.
That's a great way to put it.
It's mind-blowing.
It is.
And, you know, we've talked about a lot of the technical aspects here, but what about the human side of things?
Sure.
Like, how is TinyNS actually going to impact people's lives?
Well, I think it's really about unlocking the potential of AI to improve lives.
Okay.
Across a whole range of areas.
Give me some examples.
Like, healthcare is a great one.
Okay.
So, with TinyNS,
yeah.
we can actually create these wearable sensors
okay.
that are incredibly sensitive to subtle changes in your health.
So imagine a smartwatch that can detect the earliest warning signs of a disease.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Allowing for much earlier diagnosis.
Exactly.
And treatment.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And it goes far beyond healthcare.
Right.
Like, take agriculture, for instance.
Okay.
Tiny AI-powered sensors monitoring crops, soil conditions, even predicting pest outbreaks.
That's incredible.
This could revolutionize farming practices.
So making them more sustainable.
More sustainable.
More efficient.
More efficient, yeah.
That's a big deal.
And then there's things like environmental monitoring.
Oh, right.
So you could have these swarms of tiny AI-equipped sensors to track pollution levels, monitor wildlife.
That's a great idea.
Even predict natural disasters.
Wow.
So it's like giving the planet its own nervous system.
It's a great way to put it.
That can respond to threats in real time.
So TinyNS is pretty incredible.
It is.
It's giving us the tools to make all this happen.
And it's not just a technological advancement.
Right.
It's really a paradigm shift.
Wow.
In how we think about and interact with the world around us.
Okay, so TinyNS is a game changer.
It is.
We've explored the unique approach.
Right.
Remarkable capabilities.
Yeah.
And I think the potential here is absolutely massive.
It is.
To transform industries,
right?
Solve real world problems.
Absolutely.
But we've only scratched the surface.
Right.
And I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Okay, a challenge. I like it.
So we've explored all this amazing stuff that TinyNS can do.
Yeah.
But what new applications can you imagine?
That's a great question.
What possibilities spark your imagination?
Yeah, think big.
Think big, because the future of AI is really on the edge.
It is.
And TinyNS is helping us get there.
Absolutely.
All right, that's it for this deep dive into the incredible world of TinyNS.
Yeah.
A system that's redefining what's possible with AI on these tiny little devices.
Exactly.
Now go forth and imagine.
Yes, go forth and imagine.
We can't wait to see what you come up with.
We can't.
Until next time.
Until next.
Keep on diving deep.
Keep on diving deep.
Case studies. I love case studies.
Right. Got to see it in action.
Exactly. Give me the highlights. Where has TinyNS really proven itself?
So one really cool example was optimizing feature extraction.
Okay.
For this task called human activity recognition.
Okay, so what does that even mean?
Yeah, so think of like a wearable device.
Okay.
That can tell whether you're walking, running, or just sitting still.
Right, right, got it.
So TinyNS basically had to figure out not just the right features to look at in the data from the device.
Okay.
So like, you know, how fast you're moving.
Okay.
The rhythm of your steps.
Yeah.
But also the best neural network structure to actually process all that information.
So it's like picking the right ingredients.
Yeah.
And then figuring out the best recipe.
Precisely.
That's wild. And it worked.
Yeah. I mean, the results were really impressive.
Okay. Like what?
So they were able to create models that were super accurate, but also small enough to run on these low power devices.
So we're talking like a fitness tracker that barely uses any battery,
right?
But can still tell if you're doing jumping jacks or just pacing around.
Exactly.
That's awesome. What else has TinyNS done?
Another one that's really interesting was object tracking.
Okay.
But there was this kind of added twist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's always a twist.
There is, right?
Keep me on the edge of my seat.
So the device they were working with had this very, very strict size limit.
Okay, like it had to fit on a drone or something.
Exactly, like a tiny sensor on a drone.
Wow, okay.
So they had to find a way to combine a neural network to detect the object.
Right.
With its symbolic tracker.
Okay.
To keep tabs on it.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they didn't lose track of it.
Got it.
And all while staying under this tiny memory budget.
That sounds really, really difficult.
It was a big challenge.
Yeah.
But they actually exceeded the performance
really?
Of a system that was, you know, very carefully designed by hand.
So it beat the humans.
It did.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So this like automated approach can actually be better.
Sometimes it can.
And like human ingenuity.
Especially when you have all these like really complicated trade-offs.
That's a game changer.
It is.
It's like having this AI design team constantly working behind the scenes to optimize and improve everything.
Exactly.
But okay, we've talked about logic. We've talked about rules.
Yeah.
What about physics?
Ah, yeah.
How does TinyNS handle, you know, gravity, all the laws of motion?
That is a great question. And, you know, that brings us to this really exciting area.
Okay.
Which is, how do we actually bring knowledge about physics into AI systems?
Okay, now we're going full sci-fi.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. All right.
Give me an example.
So imagine you've got a drone navigating a complex environment.
Right.
By incorporating just some basic physics.
Okay.
You know, like equations of motion.
Right.
TinyNS can help the AI make much more accurate predictions about how it's going to move.
Especially in like tough situations.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of just like blindly learning from data, it's like it's thinking about.
It's reasoning about the world.
It's reasoning. It's like.
It's got a little bit of like common sense.
It's got a tiny Einstein on board.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is a really powerful idea.
This is mind-blowing. I mean, this could be huge for robotics, right?
Absolutely. For robotics, for drones.
For anything that has to, like, interact with the real world.
That's exactly, yeah.
And, like, self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars, for sure.
That would be essential.
Absolutely.
To be able to predict how things are going to move.
Right.
It's incredible. So TinyNS is like this master chef.
I like that analogy. Yeah.
It's taking all these different ingredients.
It is.
All these different approaches.
It is.
And blending them together
right.
to create something completely new.
And what's so remarkable is it's making this complexity manageable.
Right. Because we talked about the Bayesian optimizer. We talked about that platform in the loop thing.
Exactly.
And so it can navigate this massive design space and find the good solutions really quickly.
Yeah, it's like having a whole team of like AI experts.
It's amazing.
Working for you. Yeah.
And this is all happening like super fast.
That's the idea.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about the technical side of things.
A lot of technical details.
But what about the human impact?
Part.
Like, how is this going to change people's lives?
That's a great question.
I mean, it sounds like we're on the verge of something pretty transformative here.
I think so.
This isn't just about making our gadgets smarter.
Right.
It's about empowering people to solve real world problems.
Exactly.
That we never even thought possible before.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's about unlocking the potential of AI to really improve lives.
Okay. Yeah. So like, what are we talking about? What kind of impact?
Well, healthcare is a great example.
Okay, healthcare.
With TinyNS, we could create these wearable sensors that are incredibly sensitive to tiny changes in your health.
So, like, imagine a smartwatch that can detect, like, the very earliest warning signs of a disease.
Precisely.
So we're talking about earlier diagnosis.
A much earlier diagnosis.
And treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it goes way beyond healthcare.
Where else? Where else?
Well, think about agriculture.
Okay, agriculture.
Tiny AI-powered sensors out in the fields.
Okay.
Monitoring crops, soil conditions.
Yeah.
Even predicting pest outbreaks.
That's amazing.
It could completely revolutionize farming.
Yeah, making it more sustainable.
More sustainable.
Definitely.
More efficient.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Huge.
What about, like, environmental monitoring?
Oh, that's a great one. You could have these swarms of tiny AI sensors tracking pollution levels, monitoring wildlife, predicting natural disasters, even, so it's like giving the planet.
It's like giving it a nervous system.
A nervous system.
That can respond to threats in real time.
That is an incredible thought.
It's a powerful idea.
And TinyNS is making all this possible.
It's giving us the tools, yeah.
So it's more than just a technological leap. It's like a paradigm shift.
It really is.
And how we think about the world.
And interact with it, yeah.
And how we solve problems.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm convinced TinyNS is the real deal.
It is.
But before we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
A challenge. I like it.
We've talked about all the amazing things TinyNS can do.
Yeah.
The potential to transform these industries,
okay,
solve all these real world problems.
Absolutely.
But I think we've only just scratched the surface.
I think that's true.
So the question for you is,
okay,
what completely new applications can you envision?
That's the question.
For AI on these tiny little devices.
Think big.
What sparks your imagination?
Yeah, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
The future of AI is on the edge.
It really is.
And TinyNS is helping us get there.
It's paving the way.
All right, so that wraps up our deep dive into the incredible world of TinyNS.
Yeah.
A system that's totally redefining.
Absolutely.
That's possible with AI on these tiny devices.
It's a game changer.
And remember, go forth and imagine.
Keep exploring.
We can't wait to see what you come up with.
We can't.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep on diving deep.
Keep on diving deep.